Robot or not.
John Mark wrote in to robot@theincomparable.com saying, I was watching another pedantic nerd show, actually on Dropout, and someone made the claim that any game on a screen counts as a video game. The Daily Word Games on the New York Times Games app, video games. So, what's a video game? And Matt wrote in and said, what is a video game? It was in the water or something. Major game titles like Halo and Destiny seem obvious, but what about a mobile game like Candy Crush? Cabinet arcade games like Pac-Man probably count, but what about bar top video poker kiosks? Does playing the New York Times crossword on my phone constitute playing a video game? Now, first off, Matt and Mark, you got to talk because you guys are thinking on the same wavelength. But John, you love a video game. What is a video game? And is Wordle a video game?
I like the video game chauvinism that tries to exclude mobile games from being video games.
Yeah, Candy Crush is still video game.
Let's get that one out of the way real fast. Just because it's on your phone doesn't mean it's not a video game. Candy Crush is certainly a video game. So the word games that are on your phone. I'm inclined to say yes, but I feel like it's possible to have something that you play in a web browser or on your phone that's like a word game that is not a video game if it has so little video game parts to it. Like if it is just a straightforward, you fill in the boxes, there's nothing to it. But I don't think that's true of most of these things. Most of them do something like highlight a thing or change the color of the squares to show what you've got, or like put an outline around the thing. Or when you mouse over the like three across, it shows where three across is in the puzzle. If you do any of those things, it doesn't take much to get you into video game world. Like I said, I can't imagine a very static kind of web 1.0 web page where you do a crossword puzzle that I would say is not a video game, but I don't think any of the ones that are out there now count as that. Like I don't play these, so I don't know, but I imagine Wordle in the New York Times app has video game aspects to it.
Animations and stuff. Is that what it takes? Is a little razzle dazzle?
Not a razzle dazzle. You need interactivity. You need the thing to respond to your input. It can't just lie there like a piece of paper. It doesn't respond to your input. You write on it and the marks appear where you put your pencil or your pen, but there's nothing else to it. And I don't think any of the word games behave like that. I think when you do stuff in them, other things light up or change or you hit a submit button and it tells you whether you're right or wrong. And that's a video game.
Yeah. Okay, I see. So like a PDF of a crossword puzzle, definitely not a video game. But
right, exactly. Even though you'd be using it on a computer screen or on your phone, and you could type into the little squares because PDFs have little text fill-in fields in them, but it's not a video game because there's no interactive elements, essentially.
Yeah. Also, if you print it out and use a pen, not a video game. Don't do it.
So the answer is it anything on the screen? I'm going to say no, but it's most things on the screen. Because once you put it on a screen, even if it's a word game, people can't help but do some interactive things where the screen responds to what you're doing in a way that gives feedback to the game you're playing, essentially.
It shows you how broad the term really is at this point, right? Video game is not a genre. There are genres of video game, but like video game is a fairly broad encompassing thing because technology is with us and games are with us everywhere, and most of them have interactivity. And so you might as well. I mean, I think back to the early days, right? Video game, this is the term came to be because of the idea that if you used an output that was capable of video, then you could have a level of, and was driven by a computer, you had a level of interactivity and animation that...
Yeah, you had an input device, but then you would react to what you saw, and then you would do something, and what you did would then be reflected in some way on what you were seeing, and that's the loop, the input-output loop. Although, interestingly, you just mentioned it being broadened. The first video games probably had a lower level of interactivity than Wordle in the New York Times app. Like Pong. I mean, I guess there's a fast moving thing, so you think it's more interactive, but like a text adventure is probably similarly interactive to Wordle in terms of what you see and how you react to it and then what you see next.
In fact, I would say what's funny now is we've reached the point where video game seems like a silly term in a way, because most games are video games. So
you're stuck with a historical term, and even if, as it loses its specific meaning, we just keep using it because we don't have anything better to call them. But that's why you get the related phrases of like tabletop game, where right. before video games happened, you didn't have to make that distinction.
Yeah.
Right.
Although, or, what about computer games? Because that was a distinction for mm-hmm. a while. Is the difference between right. like a game you had to play on a personal computer versus a game that you could play on a like a console, like an Atari or a Nintendo?
Yeah. Well, obviously everything is a computer now. So like yeah. again, computer has really.
But there was a time when that was a differentiator of like the things that computer games were like. There was more that you could do with it because it had a keyboard and there was and it had it was more kind of general purpose, whereas video games were more, but those all kind of washed away too historically.
Yeah, those combined pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And video games ended up winning, like, because it's the yeah. it's the broader term, because there is video on a computer game, right? So
yeah, exactly.
Robot or not.